I'm Dr. Joyce Starr, and you're listening to Rights Radio, rightsradio.com, brought to you by starpublishing.com and starpublications.com. That's Star with two R's. Our topic today is Bill O'Reilly versus Barack O'Blarney. Bill O'Reilly and I have much in common. We're both political independents. We both detest political charades against the folks. I begin my show and often end it with Irish music. I even have a family Irish crest, the one they make up for tourists. But Bill is the real deal, direct from Irish stock. I watch his show nightly through his talking points and guest authors who provide factual information. Admittedly, I change the channel when talking hair types take over the screen. You know, the man candy experts with bloviating frocks. But I always catch Bill at the end. And here's the thing about Bill. I believe he's truly pained by Obama's miscalculations, outright mistakes, and programs that hurt the folks. He so wants Obama to do the right thing, to succeed, that it singes him personally when the president does just the opposite. Often Bill will say, "Doesn't he get it?" or "Why did he do that?" or "I just can't understand him." The main reason that Bill can't understand Barack is because Bill is an honest man. He speaks to the point and says what he means. Yes, he makes mistakes, but so what? He's a good guy, a kind person, and there are far too few of those around. He's a positive human being. I know that he cares. And if you watch him long enough, you'll feel the same way. That's why Bill can't grasp Barack's O'Blarney. Obama says what he doesn't mean, rarely speaks to the point, and never makes a mistake. He's an imperial person who cares a great deal, but few are sure about what. Both have a talent for changing the subject. Bill must change the subject to keep his program moving. Obama changes the subject to keep his agenda moving. But that's where the similarity ends. Bill responds to crises. Obama creates crises where none existed and remains at the center for as long as possible. My question for Bill: what makes you think that Barack doesn't understand that his wife's vacation to Spain plus entourage will generate controversy? Why do you ponder so over his remarks to a Muslim audience about a mosque next to Ground Zero? Carefully honed words that were sure to catapult Barack to media magnate of the week. Why are you shocked when he oversells key aspects of the health care plan that turn out to be just the opposite? Isn't it obvious? O'Blarney is changing the subject, doing precisely what he wants about X, while the rest of us focus on Y. And you, Mr. O, keep falling for it. To my mind, it's not confusing at all. In fact, Barack's O'Blarney is one of the most perfectly crafted messages in American history. Bring down the house while the audience clamors for more. Maybe it's time that we all change the channel on Barack's O'Blarney, where the real message is no message at all. This is Dr. Joyce Starr with Rights Radio. Next week, same time, same place. Bye-bye.